Welcome to your five for the day. The story of Fanny Crosby is one of sorrow, yet of the deepest love. At the age of 6 weeks, Fanny Crosby developed an eye infection. The family doctor was unavailable, so another doctor was called. He applied hot mustard poultices to the baby's eyes. This caused severe burns to Fanny's eyes, and she was permanently blinded from then on. Fanny never felt bitter, but instead grew into a young woman who saw God in everything around her and in every circumstance that life handed to her. Although she was physically blind, Fanny had the keenest of spiritual sight, which is reflected in her 9,000-plus hymns. Her love for God and her eagerness to share with others what Christ had done for them brought countless numbers to Christ. Frances Jane Fanny Crosby was born in America in 1820 and lived until 1915. Once a preacher sympathetically remarked, "I think it is a great pity that the Master did not give you sight when he showered so many other gifts upon you." She replied quickly, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I should be born blind." "Why?" asked the surprised minister. "Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Saviour." God gifted Fanny with the ability to put into words what her heart contained. She gave full credit to God for what she was able to accomplish in His name. Today, so many of our favourite and famous hymns are from this small, humble, blind woman who opened her heart to see what those with physical sight often could not. Fanny married and had one child who died shortly after birth. Her insight on a mother's love is reflected in an incredibly beautiful poem, The Angel and the Child. Everything that touched Fanny in this life found a way into her hymns and poems. When we read Fanny's poetry or sing her hymns, we are confronted with a blinding truth. Fanny knew her Saviour as a real and living person. He was with her moment by moment each and every day. He was as real to her as the physical people in her life. It is because she knew him as a living, breathing person that her hymns reflect that truth and are so loved by Christians everywhere. Fanny Crosby was the salt of the earth to many who knew her personally, and her legacy lives on through the wealth of hymns she has left behind. A heartfelt legacy for the future generations of Christians to come. My favourite out of the thousands she wrote truly expresses the innermost feelings of the woman known as the Queen of Gospel Songwriters. "All the way my Saviour leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell, for I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Saviour leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Saviour leads me, o'er the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way." Thank you for listening.